sex ratio in the general population. The Holy Prophet has also mentioned the ratio between the sexes as an important sign of the time of the Messiah. The prophecy says that at that time women would outnumber men, so much so that 50 women would have one man to look after them. The prophecy has come true. There are more women in the world today than men. In European countries, the number of women has been depleted by wars. In fact, the situation is grave enough to have led social scientists to consider the Islamic provision of polygamy as a remedy for the excess of women. Those who used to criticize Islam for this provision are being forced to give serious thought to it. There can be no doubt that Islamic polygamy is the remedy for this increase in the proportion of women. Many social philosophers seem convinced that the only alternative to social chaos is the legalization of plural wives. The other alternative is the acceptance of adultery as a necessary social evil. Small wonder that today they treat bigamy lightly. They are not now so eager to drag bigamists into court. This change of attitude is new, and it has been brought about by the excess of women in European society. Not so long ago, bigamy ranked as a social sin in Europe. No Christian or European could talk of it with equanimity. So great was the European horror of bigamy that, in imitation of Europeans, educated Muslims also felt embarrassed over its provision in Islam and were apologetic about it.